and get involved with the Michigan Women's Foundation. Self-disclosure, my goodness gracious, I've been able to serve on a pretty cool committee to make their happenings, get out and about. The vision to transform Michigan to achieve quality empowerment for women and girls. There's a cool mission and great partnerships in the community. The one, the only, Judy Welch, to talk about that. Judy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
I say the one and only. I think I saw you on the cover of West Michigan Woman a couple months ago.
That's right. Thank you. It was very humbling, but it was very, very exciting to be able to have that opportunity as a West Michigan woman. We love West Michigan Women Magazine. They're a wonderful supporter of the foundation and of women and entrepreneurs.
Good. We do have a conversation about a partnership that we'll be giving back. First of all, give me a little more one-on-one on the Michigan Women's Foundation.
You know, as you stated, Michigan Women's Foundation, again, is all about eliminating barriers to economic and social equality for Michigan women and girls. And with that, we have three primary pillars that we focus on. One is advancing the Women's State Agenda. And two of our largest pillars are accelerating women entrepreneurs and developing the next generation of young leaders.
Great. Congratulations coming off your April luncheon and a great empowerment opportunity for young girls with your featured speaker.
Right. We were blessed for our 30th anniversary, Lights, Courage, and Action, to have in West Michigan at our luncheon a featured speaker, Shiza Shathad. She is the co-founder of the Malala Fund. She's very tied to Malala Yousaf, the young woman who was shot by the Taliban. So with her speaking and also honoring Dr. Jackie Taylor, a very prominent woman in our community, Shiza focuses on two of our main pillars, which is entrepreneurs and also education, developing the next generation, and really ensuring young women have an education. So we thought, with our co-chairs, Deb Bailey and Teresa Weatherall Neal, the superintendent of public schools, how could we have Shiza really have an impact in the West Michigan area? So we were able to provide an empowerment forum at Kelvin Spoolhoff Fieldhouse for over 2,500 young girls from the West Michigan area, where Shiza was able to speak to them and talk about empowerment and what can they do as one person to give back to the community. So that was a wonderful event.
You bet. Well, speaking of events happen, plus you give back to many. Would you introduce, and let's do a segue to the lady to your left and
yes.
The opportunity.
We're excited to have with us today Angie Herrer. She is the State Farm Public Relations. She's been with State Farm for about 17 years now, Angie. And State Farm has been an amazing partner with and supported the work of the Michigan Women's Foundation for over a decade with philanthropic grants. And so State Farm really embodies, you know, the two of our main pillars, which again is developing the next generation of young leaders and entrepreneurship, because if you look at State Farm, several of their representatives are entrepreneurs. So it's a great partnership, and we're thrilled to have Angie and talk a little bit about what Angie does through State Farm and how they support the Michigan Women's Foundation.
Take it away, Angie Herrer.
Okay, well, thanks. We're excited to be here, too. And, you know, our mission aligns with what you do with the Michigan Women's Foundation, which is investing in communities and investing in youth so we can help build the leaders of our future and help them with entrepreneurship and education. So we're excited to be able to partner with you again this year. Just the work you do is fantastic, and it really blends with what our core values are as a company. So, and actually, speaking of being excited, I brought a little gift for you today, Judy.
Oh, is it? Are we witnessing an opportunity to?
Okay.
I
am too, actually.
Okay,
this
go
is
ahead.
Very exciting. So, here is a check this year from State Farm to the Michigan Women's Foundation for $10,000 to continue
amazing.
To support the fantastic work you're doing here with our youth and with women in West Michigan.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we, again, thanks State Farm for their amazing support of the foundation. Is because of corporations and funders like State Farm, we're able to continue our mission. And West Michigan is really expanding its programs across the state, and two of our programs that fit perfectly into what State Farm is excited about is our Camp Moxie. It's a four-day leadership camp, June 22nd through the 25th, in partnership with the Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore. Again, the foundation is all about collaborating. And the premise for it's a leadership camp, and we really, for girls completing 8th through 12th We want to hone in their leadership skills. We want to talk about hands-on workshops facilitated by local leaders in the, you know, in business, elected officials. It gives them an opportunity to get outside and talk about opportunities to really empower themselves and grow. And there are, we can accept 60 young women. There are scholarships available for anybody interested. You can go onto our website at www.miwf.org and apply. We really want to ensure that women and young girls have an opportunity to get outside their box and attend Camp Moxie. So that's one of our areas. The second one that your funds, Angie, will support is our brand new University of Life that we've done across in Detroit, but we're now bringing it to Grand Rapids, right here in partnership with GVSU. That will be held July 28th through the 31st at the GVSU Allendale campus. That focus is on middle school girls, and it's and we really want to help the middle school girls understand STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and math. As we can really help enforce the middle school girls and have them understand the importance of the success that they could have with this in high school and their career in the community, we also focus on leadership, healthy emphasis on self-esteem, body image, financial literacy, and social responsibility. Again, you can go onto our website. There's scholarships available, but partnering with our educational partner is GVSU is huge to get these girls on a campus because they do stay overnight. So, Angie, I'll let you talk a little bit about your, again, your partnership with us and how that that intersects.
Absolutely. Some people might not equate an insurance company with what's happening with programs like Camp Moxie, but really it fits very well with what we believe in and where we want to put our support is in programs that help with that STEM type of education, especially for young girls, leadership skills, and really just helping girls empower themselves. So it really fits very well with what we want to do as a company when we invest in our communities. You know, we are here in your community. We're not just a big corporation. We're here. We're your neighbors. Not to be cliche.
Oh, that is you.
That is us. But we are here in the community, and it's important for us to invest, especially in the youth. That is huge for us in educational opportunities, financial literacy, and things like that. So,
and it's also important to know that funds are going to be touching lives. There's some measurable funds here. You know how much it costs to send a girl to Camp Moxie, and I imagine those funds are earmarked for these opportunities.
Absolutely. We're finding with the demographics, there's a lot of young women that don't have the resources. So with our community support from State Farm and our other community partners, that allows us to be able to encourage these young girls to apply and offer them the scholarship. Our supporters love to give back. And if they know that they are supporting a young woman in either one of these ventures, they are willing to do it. A quick story from somebody that we sent to a Camp Moxie in our southeast Michigan. We were able to send 10 girls last year, and a couple of the young women wrote personal thank you notes to the supporters. And for that small dollar amount, the supporters were amazed. And it makes you feel really great to be able to support in that way and know that you've actually affected an individual. And that's what we're so excited about.
Same here.
Yep, Angie, expand on that. A couple minutes left. Insurance is required, but to know that a piece of the proceeds go to these opportunities.
Absolutely. You know, we have different areas where we focus our philanthropic funding, and really what Michigan Women's Foundation does really touches on a lot of those. It's building stronger, safer, better educated communities, and to me, that fits the bill with everything that you're doing at the Michigan Women's Foundation. And that age that you're talking, that middle school age, is just so crucial. I have that age of children myself, and I know they're just changing in so many ways and so malleable, so it's so important to be able to affect them in a way and set them on a trajectory in life that is positive and good for them. So
great. More information from State Farm, where do we go?
www.statefarm.com.
Great. Dee Welch, come down to final comments from you.
No, if you have an interested party, either in Camp Moxie, a high school girl finishing 8th through 12th, or a middle school young individual who would like to go onto a campus at GVSU, please go to our website at www.miw.org and just click on the application. And if you need assistance, don't hesitate to reach out to any one of our staff across the state.
Good. Yep. Any talk we can do about the topic of STEM and caring for our future, we give kudos to Judy, and thank you to you, Angie, for your words. We'll talk again. Goodbye.
Thank you.